50s. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a pop-up storm in the afternoon and evening, hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s to 90. More storms, heat, and humidity for Thursday. Currently at 72 degrees.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate passes nearly unanimously legislation to keep kids and teens safe online. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after the vote on the Kids Online Safety Act and the Children and Teens Online Privacy Protection Act.
COSA and COPPA will be the most important updates to federal laws protecting kids on the internet in decades, and a very good first step.
The legislation's future in the House is uncertain. Israel's carried out a strike in Beirut, it says, killed the Hezbollah commander behind a deadly weekend rocket attack in the Golan Heights. The acting director of the Secret Service told the Senate Judiciary Committee his agency committed failures during the assassination attempt of former President Trump that he can't defend. The Park Fire, the largest wildfire burning in California, is now about 14% contained. That's enough to lift evacuation orders for some communities in Butte County. This is ABC News. So far, the motive for a knife attack on children in Southport, England, remains unknown.
Taylor Swift on Instagram says she's in complete shock and is still taking in the horror of the event. She adds they were just little kids at a dance class. Meanwhile, at the scene, a visit by Home Secretary Yvette Cooper.
It's beyond every parent's worst nightmare. You had what should have been a children's party having fun in the beginning of the summer holidays could then turn into something so devastating.
A 17-year-old teenage boy has been arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The CDC will pay for flu shots for farm workers this year in an attempt to keep the bird flu from becoming more serious. All 13 human cases in the U.S. were reported in dairy and poultry farm workers. Met has agreed to a nearly $1.5 billion settlement with Texas in a privacy lawsuit over allegations the giant tech company used biometric data without users' permission. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Conditions are getting more dire for Wisconsin's young people. That's according to the new Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavioral Report out today. Anxiety, depression, and self-harm are all on the rise. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin schools should offer more mental health services. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The new owners of the former Regency Inn and Suites are getting the renovations underway quickly. According to a WEAU report, the new owners are planning to rebrand the Trouble property as Willow Inn and Suites and give it a complete renovation to distance themselves from its past as a criminal hotspot. In their plans, the new owners identified doors that don't close properly, outdated security systems, and bad previous management as issues to address before reopening the South Hastings Way location. A Duluth woman was arrested this week for allegedly stealing hundreds of dollars worth of fuel. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the woman allegedly stole about $260 worth of fuel from a retailer in Hackensack on Monday, a few hours after reports of a $300 fuel theft in Beckes. Law enforcement authorities believe more fuel thefts in the northern Minnesota and Wisconsin areas may be connected to the suspect and are encouraging local retailers to report any further thefts. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers and the Braves tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and the team that left Milwaukee for Atlanta, the Braves. The Brewers winning game 1 last night, 8-3, thanks to some good pitching.
Pitching staff was really good. You know, Colin Ray gave us another great start. Milner again, what can you say? Pagiero, Mears, Huck gave us a great inning.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who said that Trevor Megill has moved to the 15-day IL with back problems. The Brewers making a trade before the deadline tonight. They required right-hander Frankie Montas, who pitched 19 starts for the Reds this year. In return, Milwaukee sends Joey Weimer and reliever Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. NFL has new kicking rules. You can now only attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter. You must be the losing team, and you have to declare when you're going to do it. Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
This new kickoff thing is going to be fun and confusing and different, and a lot of questions are going to arise regardless of what position we're talking about.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside.
Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it.
It's a quarter. Was like, oh, we ride, push
pick a 9 to 5, but that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get juiced on, bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. Lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do. I just love this old bar.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Nate Smith, Bulletproof. You're listening to 98Q Country. One of our last breaks before the Brewers pregame starts at 6:35. They are playing the Braves this evening. First pitch at 7:10. 98Q Country, your home of Milwaukee Brewers baseball and of the utmost importance when it comes to community reminders. This one will always take center stage when we've got it here. This one happening August 14th. It's the Suicide Awareness and Prevention Seminar from VFW Post 5778. This one's going to be happening 5 p.m. August 14th at their Post Hall on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Sponsored and conducted by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Regional Director Debbie May. All veterans and members of the community are invited, and of course, the public is welcome. Once again, this one taking place August 14th, 5 p.m., the Post Hall in Phillips at 306 South Lake Avenue, conducted and sponsored by Debbie May of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, that is. We've got a few more country hits to bring you before we hit the Brewer Hour here. Right around 6:35 will be the pregame, but John Party has been waiting for us. We'll give him some time, and I'll get out of the way so we can squeeze in some Lainey Wilson and maybe even a couple more country hits and classics here on 98Q.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to one of the longest-running community festivals in the state, Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th, located under the Big Tent on 5th Street North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. The lineup of entertainment is free and starts on Friday, August 2nd with Copperbox from Oshkosh. Copperbox, 5 p.m. Friday, loaded with high energy and a mountain of instruments. Friday night at 8, Moniker from La Crosse. Moniker features Park Falls hometown bass player Nolan Schmidt.
Fast food and city lights, supermarket paranoia setting in. Dressed up to be dressed down, a Vegas mantra growing in my head.
It's a weekend filled with free live entertainment and nonstop activities. For more information, go to parkfalls.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The 2024 Flamborama 50-50 raffle tickets are on sale now. The tickets are $1 each or 6 tickets for $5. The drawing will be Sunday, August 4th at 2 p.m. under the celebration tent. Purchase your tickets from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce office or call 715-762-2703 for more information and additional ticket locations.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with maybe a stray storm or two. Lows in the lower 60s. Mainly sunny tomorrow, a pop-up storm in the afternoon and evening. Hot and humid with a high in the upper 80s to 90. More storms, heat, and humidity for Thursday.
It's 71 right now.
My country. All day long.
All day.
My country station.
98Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. First name that said never been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you could be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
The following is a special